Hey everyone, and welcome to another Pin It Black podcast special summer spoilers edition. My name is Pete Berg, and joining me to help discuss World War Z, we got my co-host Brian Katz.
It's the end of the world, and I feel fine.
We got our movie buddy Justin.
I'm back again.
And as a very special gift to him, happy birthday, we got our buddy EJ.
Hey, everybody, let's do it.
Can you smell the weed from his voice over your headphones? So, we saw World War Z, one of the surprise hits of the summer, and I fucking hated this movie.
I thought it was a waste of my time, to be honest with you. I'm such a huge zombie fan, too.
Now, are we all in unison? Do we all feel negatively about this thing?
I didn't like it, really. Like, it wasn't amazing. But I want to say that the two of you, having read the book, probably just crushes it in your minds. So you're a little slanted, but I agree. It was bad.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say that we're going to try to steer away from book stuff.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair to the movie to rely too heavily. I hate when people do it to Game of Thrones. I hate when I do it to Walking Dead. So,
what about you, EJ? How'd you feel about it?
I think you guys are missing the comic relief and zombies banging their head against the wall several hundred times. They were waiting for the sound to
now,
awake them.
Question for EJ. Now, you sat very distant from us. What was that about?
I needed to scratch my balls. I was sitting next to a nice hot milf.
You were in the middle of nowhere.
All right, listen, I just need some arm room. It gets hot sometimes.
he's like Kevin Smith on an airplane at the movie theater.
I didn't want you to grab me, Pete. Yeah,
well,
get scared of zombies.
Good thing you did that, because you totally thwarted my plan.
He had about $50 of snacks hidden away in his hoodie. Like, it was yogurts, there was like candy bars.
He broke out the yogurts.
Yeah. We all sat within distance and we were cracking jokes. And then I'd hear like, yo. Like, what the fuck are you saying all the way over there, EJ? But I will say, you had me laughing more than anybody else, because whenever there was something weird on screen, you just heard
The show was hilarious.
It was a funny movie.
The zombies were ridiculous.
Unintentionally funny.
At the beginning, they had superhero Spider-Man powers. By the end, they were walking slower than Cripple.
That was totally true. Like, at the beginning, they're full out sprinting, tackling people like Ray Lewis.
I'll say, in fairness, at the end, they gave some bullshit excuse for it, at least. They said they were in their
everything
idle state.
Everything in this movie is a bullshit excuse.
When the zombies get bored, they just kind of go docile.
Makes as much sense as anything else.
I think the opening credits, we'll get to in a second, but opening credits started with, like I said, Plan B. On the screen.
Yeah, they should have taken that morning after this movie.
The opening scene was best part, the highlight of the film by far.
Okay, let's get into the plot. Let's talk about the movie.
What plot?
And then, good point. Very good point. And then we'll get into it a little deeper, and we'll give some thoughts. God, if EJ, you're in the room, and there's still noise coming from outside.
Whatever. All
right, well, let's get into it. Let's start with that opening credit sequence, which made me nervous almost instantly. Cool, yeah. Look cool. We saw it in 3D IMAX with the wicked sound effect.
Wicked sound.
I don't know how else to
put it. Race car seats.
The race car seats. That was a hell of a nice theater. And the one nice thing I can definitely say about this movie, use of 3D was very nice.
I've never seen a 3D film without like animation in it look so well.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the last one I saw was probably Avatar that was of that level.
Avatar was off the charts.
It's weird. I like watch these 3D movies.
That's what I compare.
Within a couple minutes, I don't see anything 3D anymore. It's like the glasses aren't even on anymore, and yeah. I don't really feel the effect of 3D ever.
That was some of the best 3D I've ever seen.
I know. You guys all said that. I came out, I was like, I don't know.
I thought the 3D was great. Yeah. And the effects were good. And it was a saving grace.
It wasn't like in-your-face 3D, like Avatar, where it was like shit was like just floating in front of you with like a thousand different colors. It was just like a horde of like zombies are running at the screen, and you could see every last one of them, and you could see like their depth in their faces.
You
could
see their faces, and in the
I
scene
agree.
With the dust floating in the air, and
oh,
the rain
in
Korea was excellent.
All the background stuff was awesome.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The only time that the 3D got cheesy is when Brad was trying to get to the antidote, and it just got super cheese.
Like the Coca-Cola advertisements.
But are we talking about that's when the 3D got cheesy or when the movie got really cheesy?
It was a combination of both. You were just too close to the cheese.
I think you were probably just nodding off like the rest of us at that whole last third of the movie.
Speaking torture. Of which, by the way, did you read the article? Remember we were talking about it after? Yeah. I told you they refilmed
the
so you know what the original was?
What was the original one?
30 minutes of all-out zombie warfare in Russia.
Yeah, who would want that?
Where guys are hacking
a lot better than what we
they
got.
Use that thing in the book.
The lobotomizer.
Yep.
The lobo.
And they cut it. They just cut it.
Like, guys, we need a half-hour scene where they go to try to inject Brad Pitt with a crazy disease.
Yeah, for no reason.
Print it.
Drag it out for about, 40 minutes or so.
Does this cut back in the film's editing, does this have anything to do with, the recent tragedies in schools?
No.
I don't think this has anything to do with
on, they, on another note, Jim Carrey the other day, you see the kick-ass comment?
Yeah, the kick-ass comment. I don't know what that's all about, but we'll talk about that when we talk
violence
about kick-ass.
Movies.
When we go see kick-ass, too. But let's talk about this. Let's get right into it. So back to the opening credits. Nice use of 3D, but with a heavy-handed environmental message. Did anybody else catch that? The whole beginning is news reports about natural disasters and shit. That's not distracting in the least.
No, I didn't realize that, actually.
Yeah, it was all like environmental stuff. And I actually thought, if they go about this like an Inconvenient Truth, I'm going to be really annoyed.
It kind of felt like the beginning of Dawn of the Dead a little bit.
I was feeling Birdemic.
No, it wasn't a long driving scene.
Because they were just like, global warming.
It wasn't like a guy going to work. Birdemic.
It was a good looking opening scene, but it was all like real environmental shit.
I feel like a lot of those movies do that, though. Like, open up with a TV screen, showing you what's going on.
But I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's
definitely not original. I mean, I've seen it plenty of times.
No. And it had no relevance to the rest of the movie whatsoever. Even when you find out what the zombies are a little more about, there's no reason for it.
See, I thought that was just all, rabies attacks. I thought that's what they were trying to do. I didn't realize they were saying storms.
They don't even mention the rabies in that opening credit sequence.
Oh, really?
No, that's afterwards. That's when Brad Pitt, as Jerry with a G, the only character in this movie with a name, with the exception of, what's his name? Tommy?
Second.
Tommy.
Oh, Second.
Tommy and Second.
Second,
the Israeli chick.
Israeli chick.
Chick dude.
She's clearly a chick.
She clearly was not a chick. She was like, I'm a chick.
She was a chick with a buzzed haircut because she was in the army.
Yeah. Is this that complicated?
He's what he's trying to say is she's not that good looking.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Very butch.
She might be hot if she had hair. I'm just throwing it out there.
Justin dreams about her.
Okay, so they're in Philadelphia. Movie starts with Brad Pitt, and of course he's retired. Because they're always retired at the start of these movies.
You'll never get me to globetrot around the world again.
I'll never go back to that. I'm here to take care of my family.
The problem this was, what the hell was he retired from?
What the fuck was he? That drove me nuts. They kept just going. You used to work for the UN.
Doing what?
It's like, oh my.
He was UN important.
Yeah, the guy can.
Did you get that joke?
I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Unimportant. All right. That's right up there with you. They should call this World War Z.
Another good pun.
Ryan wrote this down before he got here.
No, you were on fire after the movie with these things.
Excuse me, I am in need of medical attention.
So, yeah. Philadelphia, he's retired from what we don't know. And you can watch this whole two-hour flick. You won't know what he does. They just kept going, you work for the UN?
Apparently, he is great on a plane. Because it's basically what he's doing most of the time.
Oh, he can suture wounds. He can figure out antidotes and camouflages and biological shit. And
he's amazing in urban warfare.
Yeah.
Attacking the projects.
I mean, in what hostile situation did he ever think, I need to put magazines on my arms to protect me from bites?
Protect me from zombie bites. UN training 101, Justin.
You didn't learn that, Justin?
No, barely not.
That was step one.
I need a healthy supply of magazines and duct tape.
So we're treated to a prolonged breakfast scene, which is like, hey, they love each other. No shit,
dude. I don't even care about scenes like that. But that was making me upset. Where they were like, oh, I've cooked and I gotta clean, guys. Like, I'm not even like that. Where I get annoyed at that stuff, but I was getting annoyed at it. I was like,
because you know what it was. You know, it was a setup.
But then, all right. I just was so pissed.
At this point in the movie, I'm still on board. I just want to point this out.
Because when the headlight gets smashed?
Because the next scene, it wasn't a headlight, it was the side view mirror.
It's a side view, yeah.
But the next scene is them driving somewhere. Do you guys remember where the fuck they were driving?
They were driving in traffic. It was like steady traffic.
Right.
Philly's game.
And this is where you hear the rabies thing, because it's coming in over the radio. And they're sitting in traffic, and something's wrong, and I'm still on board at this point, because it's like tension's building.
Helicopters are flying.
What's going on here? And then some dude on a motorcycle knocks off his side view mirror, and
cop
does. He gets out of the car because that's what you do, and then shit goes bug nutty.
I kind of feel with the rabies thing where I kind of felt like it was South Park with the pink eye, Yeah. They were just like, rabies.
Exactly.
Going at them.
And spider zombies.
Was it supposed to be rabies? Was that supposed to be the cause? Or was that what they were thinking it was?
I'm going
to
give them benefit of the doubt because it kind of fits.
It was the world's best game of tag, realistically.
So they... Now shit's going down. People are going nuts. They get in the car, and they have that same scene that they do in every movie. Well, first, the big garbage truck starts driving by and just flipping cars, because that would happen.
Well, I mean, Brad Pitt was lucky because he followed that shit like an ambulance through like the safety.
This is our way out. And they start following this thing, and then they do that cheap one shot that's in every fucking movie now. Every video game and every movie.
Where you get hit by a car.
Where they're just driving and they're having a conversation and then it shows at the side view mirror that a car's coming. And then whack! Oh no, they're all fucked up. Every movie does this.
Look, I've gotten a car accident before. That you would never walk out of that and be like,
that little kid.
Are you okay? Yeah, everyone's good. Okay.
No, you'd say it's a little fender bender.
But this is now our first glimpse of zombies, because now the outbreak is starting and they don't know what's going on. And it's an interesting take at that point. It's cool. It's engaging in the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, these people are going nuts. They actually show a man get bit, and the zombies do not eat you in this. This is not a film for zombie fans.
That was a cool scene when you see him just start convulsing and then like the veins in his eyes popping and like kind of did like the whole Michael Jackson Thriller thing.
I hated the spastic zombies, though, where they just kind of wiggle around.
Oh, I agree. But it was cool to
see.
They just
start twerking and shit.
It was cool to see how, like, the rabies, quote-unquote, hit the zombie and how he switched from, like, just being a dead soul to a, you know, a Thriller recreation.
But the most important part about that guy transforming, the first zombie we see transform, is, A, the bite has no blood. Because this movie looks like a R-rated movie that was cut down for cable.
And yeah, there's no special effects with like gore.
There's nothing. There's nothing that zombie fans will like.
I watched an entire like 2-hour zombie movie and I didn't see one zombie kill. I saw zombies just drop.
I expected Django times 12 and I got fucking Nickelodeon.
It's for cable. This will air on USA in 6 months.
I mean, in all fairness to them, they didn't advertise it. Like, if it wasn't called World War Z, what would happen?
It's a fucking zombie
movie. I wouldn't.
But they didn't even mention the word zombie in like the advertising.
That's why I don't get this movie. Because here's the people who go see these movies. People who are fans of the book. They're not going to like it because it's got none of the book. People who like zombies. Probably not going to like it as much because these aren't good zombies.
People who like Brad Pitt.
People who like Brad Pitt are probably making up the majority of the audience that's giving us a decent review.
Hence no zombies.
You know this is Brad Pitt's biggest opening ever?
Is it really?
Yes, it made 111 worldwide.
Worldwide, 66 in his domestically.
His particular highest ever.
Really?
I thought he did good, like right? Like,
yeah, but he had a lot of good, first of all, a lot of good 90s movies, we'll say, and then he had... Or whatever, you know, like Seven, things like that.
But not even like
Seven
some
excellent.
Of his bigger...
But nothing was huge.
Seven
Troy.
Was...
Troy was good.
Troy was
Troy.
Good.
What about like Mr. and Mrs. Smith? That was a success.
Corey, yeah, but I bet you it was a success because they probably spent like $30 million and made like $60 million on that shit.
Well, that's a good point.
Like, plus most people went to go see Brad and Angelina. Yeah, that was just when that shit
very
happened.
Good point. Very good point.
Wasn't that good of a movie?
But let's back to the movie. Mm-hmm. So... Where were we? Oh, like you said, the guy gets bit and he starts changing. We watch a transformation, and the importance of this is one of the biggest holes in the movie to me, is that there's a doll. The kid's got a doll that counts. And it's in slow motion. You can hear the doll does a 10 count before the guy turns into a zombie. Like a 10 Mississippi count.
That's official, by the way.
And now for the rest of this fucking movie, despite every other character going, yeah, we saw a guy turn in 4 hours. We saw a guy turn in 20 minutes. He still does the fucking 10 count. Every time you see somebody get bit, like that's rule of thumb now.
Well, this is
I guess that's what they train in the UN.
But this is also when we found out that he had pre-exposure to these outbreaks years back, because it hadn't yet hit the U.S.
Yeah, but
nothing
not
like
this.
Nothing like this.
He just had other, malaria, whatever the hell it might be.
Oh, so that's where the
there's no like zombie that. Apocalypse. He was no zombie apocalypse. Although maybe you're right because he did put the magazines on.
Yeah.
I mean, like
the zombie apocalypse of '99.
He was ready for it.
I remember that one. Yeah,
he had a huge Resident Evil marathon, bro. I love it.
The one thing they do in this is they do recognize that everybody knows what zombies are, which is nice because sometimes in zombie movies they're like, "What are these things? How do we kill them?" Like, they're shooting them in the knees, and of course it's not doing anything.
The movie took place in America. It wasn't taking place in Japan or Southeast Asia.
I don't know what you mean.
Is that a small joke?
like Godzilla?
Shut up. All right, so they escape Philadelphia, right? They manage to drive out there, and Brad Pitt, Jerry, is contacted by his UN boss, his former boss, but he's retired, remember, who's going to send him a copter. Now, they're driving down a stretch of highway, and the guy's like, get someplace safe, we'll send the helicopter. They're on a road with nobody there, and instead of pulling over, they're like, let's go to slums of Jersey.
Well, they do find the nicest family of all time in apocalyptic...
Before we go into that even...
Those are my favorite scenes coming up. So
before we get into that, let's point out the pointless asthma attack of the daughter that led to nothing. Nothing leads to anything in this movie.
Brad Pitt. Just look at my Brad Pitt beautiful eyes. You'll feel much better.
Look into the baby blues. Look into the baby blues.
You skip the RV getaway, which was kind of decent. That was one of the highlights of the film. When you think
this opening scene, I'm still on board at this
point. I'll say that. Yeah, exactly. It was a good opening.
I'm starting to see the cracks form.
Zombie jumping through the windows. You see them, like, eating glass to get at people in taxi cabs.
Well, we didn't get to my favorite zombie scene, which is coming. No. There's two zombie scenes. Yeah. When you hear that clacking noise, that's all the zombies do in this movie. They're like mice. They just clack their teeth.
These zombies aren't zombies.
These are the most, like... bitch zombies ever. They suck.
But they run.
They're
so figure
super
that out.
Speed. Okay, let's get to it because I want to get to this part. So instead of waiting comfortably by the side of the road, the abandoned road where there's nobody, where a helicopter has plenty of room to land, they're like, let's go to Newark for no reason. They go to get an inhaler.
Well, no, that makes sense because they're like they're trying to get to New York, right?
No, they're just trying to get to a safe place where the helicopter can
Newark's
get.
Not even safe in a non-zombie.
No, the big reason...
Maybe that's what he thought, though. Maybe he's like, there's a lot of guns there. It should be all right.
The big explanation for that is we need to go get an inhaler for the daughter, which I used to have asthma attacks when I was a kid. They pass. If you just, like, do the breathing shit that she was doing, you don't need to go, like, hey, let's go into the most dangerous place possible in the country and get an inhaler. And,
I thought I was throwing it out there. I guarantee there's a Walmart somewhere
in Philadelphia
to fucking New Jersey.
Right? Somewhere in the suburbs?
Yeah.
No, we got to head to Newark. Then you get the kind of cool scene in the store where they go in to get the inhaler. The wife almost gets raped. Brad Pitt shoots the guy who does it. Were they going to rape the woman right in the middle of the store?
No, but it was still cool that the guy shot at him right after it.
He shot at him.
The guy was like, I'm going to rape your wife, then I'm going to shoot you.
Well, I was kind of interested in that. It was like, are people going to be the bad guys? Is this going to be like The Last of Us or something like that? Or the Walking Dead where the real villains are people? No. We're just having people act like assholes. And the guy with the at the pharmacy comes out with a handgun loaded.
Yeah, that was just stupid. Man.
What are you here for? Albuterol. Here's five.
once we said like painkillers, like what were the guys said? Like, no, you addict.
He would have said, I already stole those.
Now, I started those before.
But now to get to the part you were mentioning. God damn it, EJ.
Although I was gonna say also the funny racial profile was that the cop who came in right after Brad Pitt shot the dude.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt like put his hands up like to be arrested.
To surrender.
And the cop went and started looting. And the cop
started looting.
And
shit,
the cop was black. So it was like you had a black cop do that. Like,
I'm colorblind.
You really had to racially profile like that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, then they make up for it by introducing the greatest Mexicans who ever lived.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they were. But I've never seen a family in an apocalyptic scenario that was just like, come in, have our food. Would you like a cerveza? Like, so, Tommy was just like, yeah, what's up, man? I'll help you for the whole movie.
So they run away from the place. They're running from the zombies. They end up in this apartment building where the world's best family of illegal Mexicans is there. I'm assuming they don't speak English. That's the only reason I say that. They didn't speak a lick of English except for the boy Tommy, which was EJ's favorite character I picked up on. He's like,
Tommy had a name.
He's like, Tommy's the man.
He's better than Jerry.
Well, Tommy survived.
Tom and Jerry?
Tommy survived the zombies that would eventually kill his family.
With zero explanation.
Yeah, which really sucked because that could have been a great scene if they showed that.
That's the thing. He's like, why don't you come with us to this helicopter that's going to take us someplace safe? And they're like, no. It's good.
Not to ruin anything, but maybe Tommy has cancer. or something.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. But I mean, that's a pretty shitty way of looking at it.
As M. Night Shyamalan directing World War Z2.
The twist that they never touched on. Because this movie is filled with characters. Filled with characters, and you never learn their names. Never once learn any names of anybody with the exception.
So we'll call him Cancer Tommy. And
the wife? Does anybody know the wife's name?
I don't know Rich. Jerry's last name.
Yeah. Do you know the daughter's? No, it's Jerry, Tommy, and second.
Matthew Fox is a paratrooper.
Matthew Fox is like barely in it.
He has one scene and he's like the fourth build in this movie.
Matthew Fox was in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you blink?
He like sniped someone from...
Because I sure fucking did.
Bro, I missed that.
In movie, I was like, dude, is that Matthew
That's
Fox?
That's what I was thinking too.
And he's like, no way. Why would he be in this movie and never say a line? I was like, yeah. I don't know. I think it's Matthew Fox.
Same thing to me. I looked later.
Look, they
I saw
got a
it.
Name actor to put on a helmet where you can't see half his face. And not give him any lines to say.
I think Matthew Fox is just legitimately a paratrooper.
He was just hanging out on set. So
I was definitely sitting too far away from that comment from Katz. Yes.
Right. Way too far. You're on the other side of the aisle. So they go to escape. Another decent scene where they're running to get to the rooftop to find the helicopters. And this is where the cracks really start showing. You got a couple decent fights with some zombies. But Brad Pitt's is way too good. And he's got his magazine armor fully duct taped to him.
Bayoneted up the rifle.
Bayoneted with the rifle and some duct tape and a butcher's knife. They get to the roof just to find out, oh, the Mexican family apparently got eaten because the little kid just ran right after him. I was like, hey guys, can I come with you? Parents are dead.
Ayúdame! Ayúdame!
Helicopter comes down and this was
just in the nick of time.
This was the first instinct that this movie was going to be bullshit. Well, first, Brad Pitt gets a drop of zombie blood in his mouth, and he jumps onto the ledge of the building, and he's going, 1, 2, 3, 4, counting to 10, and then he's like, okay, I'm safe. Because there's no possible way there's any hole in that theory.
I mean, it would have been much better if he just looked at his family, started limbering up, and like, 1, 2,
pops in a mouth guard.
3, 4,
just messing with you.
5, 6. But this is where they get onto the helicopter, and the zombies burst through the opening on the roof, and they don't just like run after them and jump. They take off. They launch themselves into the air and literally fly after the helicopter. Did anybody else catch this?
I caught that. I also caught Brad Pitt holding out the door and stopping 50 zombies from bursting through the door at first.
Super strong zombies.
And then the riflemen, the sharpshooters, are just blasting people down, blasting the zombies down as Brad jumped onto the airplane, the helicopter, and then super.
I'll give the sharpshooters some credit. They weren't SEALs or anything, but I'll give them the ability to shoot some zombies.
No, they were doing all right.
I'll let them do
when
that.
When the zombies ran out the door and just like, up and away. And just like
and I'll give it
the thing.
I'll give it to that door. It should not have held them.
They should have blown that door out and he should have flown like 10 feet and they should have ate him.
Would have saved us 2 hours.
Then you should have hit, boom, World War Z, movie over.
It feels like we're already into an hour in this movie, but
it's the first 8 minutes.
It's got to be the first 20 minutes at least, right?
Yeah, then they take his ass to, like, battleship.
Yeah, they go to an aircraft carrier where everyone's trying to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Did they ever say where the aircraft carrier was?
It's probably, like, a mile off of the coast, yeah. I imagine.
I imagine it was in the ocean somewhere. Yeah. And they pretty much tell Brad Pitt, they're like, we need you to go find a cure with this doctor. And if you don't, we're going to kick your family off this boat.
Just don't have a flaw. Zombies usually
one flaw
can't do anything because they're like slow and like can't move or anything. These zombies could run. Why couldn't they swim?
They could run and swim.
They can fly.
They can build ladders out of each other.
Why couldn't they just swim?
I don't get to racist or anything, but black people hate swimming.
So what does that mean?
New Jersey has a lot of black people.
They run great.
I didn't see a single black zombie in this movie. Was there a black zombie?
Yeah, probably a bunch of them.
Yeah. Remember the Jamaican zombie in the research center?
The one.
He was one of my favorite zombies.
That was a woman, by the way.
He reminded me of the guy from the Tupac and Dre video, California Love.
All right, so they're on the thing. They're on the aircraft carrier, right?
Yeah.
And because we need the do-everything UN guy, like, go with this doctor. Find a cure, and we won't boot your family off of these super cramped, horrible conditions into a very nice vacation resort.
And what was it?
In Nova Scotia.
Another funny retarded scene in that thing was they go to. I don't know if you guys noticed when they went to the center where they were preparing for everything. They kept like flashing like world population like decrease numbers as if they were just calculating it, and they kept like going to like 78% lethal. 78% lethal. Just kept counting right back up to the same fucking number every 10 seconds. I was just like, what is going on? Why did they have this stupid number flashing?
I just like that they had the census numbers on hand like 4 hours after the incident.
4.4 billion.
Bro, we need to account for everybody.
I hated the fact that on this battleship, they had all these people like just doing busybody stuff like in the movie Apollo 13 where they all had a job to do. They're not just like, everyone's dead, click.
Like, I know it's not like a battleship ready for the zombie apocalypse over in the Pacific or something.
Then we definitely fucking misused our fucking efforts with making battleships to fight zombies because they're not really buoyant.
Well, it was run by the United Nations. They were just, you know, running everything.
That's another good point. Was it run by the United Nations? Because they're powerless. Like, yeah.
The most least powerful entity in the world, the United Nations, was taking care of business.
Well, let's keep moving here, because now comes another ridiculous plot hole to me. I don't know if it's a plot hole or just a bad decision, but they're like, where are we going to go to find out where this thing come from? Well, we saw an email that said the word zombie in it in Korea, so we're going to go to Korea. Sound logic.
He should be like, I just read a comic book that talked about Atlanta having zombies too. So like, we should go down to Atlanta. Like, what are you talking about, asshole?
Yeah, exactly. So they go to fucking Korea because there was an email with the word zombie. I write 9 emails a day that include the word zombie.
I mean, the last thing I'd do was go to Asia. I'd be like, do you know how many fucking people there are there? Like, that'd be the most insane part of the zombie apocalypse.
I would definitely send more than 2 Navy SEALs and Brad Pitt and some other dude.
And the doctor, Dr. Do Nothing.
And Dr. Slippery Shoes.
Yeah. Well, on the plane, too, he's like giving him hints. He's like, the doctor's all, you know, nature is a serial killer.
I hated that whole scene.
I think this is when you kind of get that weird feeling in the back of your head that there's something wrong with the film. Like, the doctor just falls, shoots himself. I mean, the cheese just started to develop there. Fromunda just started to come out.
They give you the sense that it's going to be like, all right, it's Brad and the doctor, and they're going to...
Heavy rain. It seemed like it was going to be a badass scene, and it just was just...
Then they get off the fucking helicopter in the rain, and then they hear, like, a zombie go, meh. And the guy's like, oh, no, and he runs away, and he fucking trips and lands on his gun, which shoots him in the head.
You just missed it. We just saw the doc.
Yo, man, I would've been awesome if you would've, like, I don't know, Django style blew his head off, like boof! Like, that was like the only blood in the movie.
There wasn't even blood in that scene.
I didn't know he died.
I didn't know either.
First of all, the gunshot forward, it looked like he wasn't down yet, and then he lands, and then it's like he's dead.
I was like, there's no way they killed this asshole already.
But he was the wise one. I mean, Pete mentioned it. I mean, this is where the plot really developed, where the doctor states that Mother Nature is going to disguise it through the obvious.
Once again, I thought this was like an M. Night Shyamalan movie all of a sudden. I'm like, what is going on right now? Is this really going to do this?
I wish the doctor was played by M. Night. I would have enjoyed watching him get blasted. M. Night died. But it really did feel like there was a scene where he got shot and they were just like, cut it. Like, we can't put that on TBS. Cut that shit out.
That must have, like, literally happened. That's the only reason why I could say that was.
And all of a sudden they come to the realization. They're like, holy shit. These zombies are attracted to noise. Who would have thought?
I mean, they already came prepared with their super silent weapons.
Yeah, but it was like this big deal that they realized, like, uh-oh, sound. Which comes into play later when we get to Jerusalem.
Well, he's
in the most retarded way possible.
By the way, other than Brad Pitt running with a pan and smacking things to distract the zombies come towards him, never once did human beings with our intelligence try and use sound to distract the zombies away from them.
No, in fact, in our complete lack of intelligence, we attract a lot of zombies when we decide to sing into fucking loudspeakers.
You know, it's funny, a movie that's ridiculous, like Mars Attacks, when we realize that sound fucks with them, we use it to our advantage in some way, while a serious movie like World War Z is like, sound messes with them. Fuck it.
Yeah. Don't lead him into the ocean or something. Or lead him into a pen where we could pick him off one by one.
Yeah, bro. There's like, Peter Piper, man? Just like, lead the rats all into the water, bro.
Exactly. Like the South Park episode again, where he's leading all the homeless people away with the Biggie Smalls cover.
But they did start doing that finally at the very end, and like all the cool scenes that we should have seen live.
Well, that was like a minute and a half. It doesn't count. No credit.
Let's stick to the plot where we are, because now we're in Korea. It's raining and terrible. I will never go there. But the rain looked wonderful in 3D. They end up.
I gotta say, Korea was probably the best 3D of the whole movie.
The best looking,
yeah,
stuff was there. I thought,
but in that room, with all the dust, yeah, and the rain and everything.
So they meet a bunch of commandos who have no names, not one name, and they are. You know, they introduce him to this room where they're like, this is where we burn the bodies. Frank here hurt his leg, and somehow he survived. And you're like, all right.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's going to be a thing. He's got like a infected leg or something, so they're not biting at him. But
CIA man.
They meet CIA man. Nobody has a fucking name in this movie. The crazy ex-CIA guy. Why is he in jail? Not sure. Why does he have no teeth again? I forgot, because he had no teeth. You couldn't understand what the fuck he was saying.
How does he have a clue of what's going on? He's been trapped in a prison by the CIA?
The first attempt.
What's his name? Why should I care?
Egypt. The toothless people were the first attempt at the,
that was North Korea.
The vaccination.
Oh, yeah.
That was North Korea's great idea, was to take everybody's teeth out. Unfortunately, they're connected
zombies,
to a mainland.
Zombie who?
Zombies would clearly invade from all our countries.
I don't think Korea's connected to a mainland, is it?
Am I wrong? I think North Korea is, right? Well, it's definitely connected to South Korea. So unless they did something to South Korea.
They're connected to Russia.
I always thought maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're thinking of Vietnam. Is connected to China. To mainland China.
So wait, Korea's not connected to anything?
I thought Korea was like an island.
I thought Korea was like a big
island. Either way, it's connected to
Korea's
South Korea.
Korea's a peninsula.
Either way, stupid.
Very stupid.
Because while they're talking with CIA man, he's like, oh yeah, you should probably go to Jerusalem. Why? They built a wall.
We gotta
How do you know? You're in a fucking cell with no teeth.
We got to get rid of their teeth. Throw taffy at them.
They're addicted to taffy. You do know this is an audio format.
No, he's just trying to show me nothing.
I just want to look at myself.
Nothing, really.
Yeah.
Korea.
All right, so.
It is attached.
Okay, there you go. Mystery cell, thank you, Google. So they go to escape, and guess what? They're attacked by zombies again, and you can't even see what's really going on here. All you know is the guy who was helping him out got bit. But there's no blood, so it's hard to tell. He's just kind of going, oh, I'm going to turn into one of them. And they're like, I got you, and they shoot him.
Oh, yo, he was just like, I got this. Yeah. He shoots himself, doesn't he?
No, he got picked off by his guy.
No, he shot himself. He said,
he
no,
shot himself.
I got
this. Oh, the sharpshooter had him. I was like, I got you, Captain.
He's like, shoot me. He's like, nah, never mind. I got this.
Pete got confused because we didn't really see it because there was no blood.
Right. You can't tell what the fuck's happening. I cared nothing for any of these characters.
I like that guy. That guy's in a bunch of movies.
Oh, by the way, that was the guy from Iron Man 3.
Yeah, but do you like the character or do you like the actor?
I was okay with the character, but I mean, he was only there for like a minute.
What did he do?
He was there for a minute.
What was his name?
He shot himself.
I'm looking at his IMDb right now. He's listed as Commander. Matthew Fox is listed as Paratrooper. Nobody has a name in this movie. Why should we care?
Tommy's dad would have said he did nada.
That was Mexican listed on IMDb. So now they're in Jerusalem.
Why?
Wait, was it really?
Because the Jews built a wall.
Hold on, was it really listed as Mexican?
No.
He was listed as Suck-a-Dad.
The Cerveza provider.
So, see, this is where I kind of dozed off a little bit. Like, at what point did they get back on the plane and they're like, okay, guys, Israel or Jerusalem, whatever.
Yeah, they get back on the plane and they're like, all right, we're in Jerusalem.
All right, well, I didn't miss much.
No, they were in the big plane. They're like, they refuel it. That's the whole point where the guy gets bit, was them refueling. And they take off and they go to fucking Jerusalem for no reason. And for some reason...
They go to see a guy.
We're now like 2 days after the outbreak, and Jerusalem has like the Great Wall of China surrounding it.
Because they're
well,
rule
what
of 11.
That's what drove him there. The crazy guy told him that's he told him, Jerusalem.
Unfortunately, even though he's in a fucking jail cell.
It wasn't Jerusalem, it was Israel.
It's specifically Jerusalem.
Well,
really?
I'm looking at the thing.
I believe you, but I could have sworn it was just Israel.
And they meet with the leader of the Mossad, and he gives the stupidest explanation for why they have a wall.
I love that explanation. He's just like, and we are brought up to be like, if nine guys disagree, the tenth guy has to
I'm the
disagree.
Tenth guy.
It's literally, why'd you build a wall? Eh, nobody else was doing
the
it.
The last guy disagreed.
I mean, they could have been honest, been like, we've been building a wall.
They clearly have a giant fucking wall going. The way they make it sound is like, nobody else is doing it. So we're like, let's spend a couple $1 billion building this giant wall.
No, they did have
a
wall.
In a day and a half.
They finished it, though.
I'm saying they got a wall.
The logic behind the scene was retarded.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It was for a city that's basically like, most of the structures are pretty much like biblical structures, right? Like they really constructed a very well-made wall very quickly.
Yeah. Well, in the movie, they do say that they heard something like rumors that people in India had seen zombies. And that's why they built the wall.
Who got that rumor? Like,
who takes it seriously?
Dalzim was just like, yo, zombies, guys.
Isn't that the one Indian guy you can think of?
CIA guy set that up.
The dude from Short Circuit was...
CIA sent them there like it was like a conspiracy, but then when they get there, it's not a conspiracy at all. It's like, it's just...
No, I was expecting that. I was expecting like, oh, there's some deep, dark secret here. No, Huh. It's just they're letting in assholes who like to sing into microphones.
And how do they let people in? Also, what do they open?
They had their little like quarantine tunnels that they were funneling people in.
So not only did they build walls, they also built quarantine tunnels.
Yeah, they built this whole facility on a rumor that the undead were rising.
They got a lot of money.
They must be doing pretty good down there in the Holy Land.
And the Sixth Sense.
Their whole thing was just like, basically... because of like the all the shitty things that happened to him, like with all the wars they had, they're like, we learn to take rumors as fact.
Yeah,
like
so they have this $1 billion wall that's useless because, like I keep saying, they let all these people in. One woman, for no reason, grabs a microphone and starts singing into it horribly, which everybody else starts singing at the top of their fucking lungs. Over the loudspeakers, which start to squeal, and guess what? Attract every fucking zombie to within 10 miles.
I like to think that they were just chilling, and they were like, stop that noise! That song sucks! Shut up!
So the zombies just start charging and building ladders out of themselves.
I hated that. I saw that in the commercial, and I was like, this is going to suck. This whole movie's going to suck if they do that.
I mean, why though? So, see, you're too much of a zombie loyalist. I don't think the idea of that is terrible.
No, you're right. I didn't like it because that to me wasn't a zombie thing to do.
Yeah, I get that.
But it looked kind of cool, but it was really dumb.
In an old fashioned way, it kind of reminded me of King Kong when they jumped over the wall of the crazy tribal people.
That reminded me nothing of King Kong.
I just want... It would be cool if, like...
they didn't build one of the human ladders.
It would be cool if Brad Pitt was just like, no! The brothers in arms! They're working together!
So they obviously get into the city, and they start just rampaging. And we notice that they don't even make it, like, subtle, that the zombies are not eating certain people, mainly old people and the bald
cancer boy
and the bald kid. Bald kid's fine, so we're like, he's either bald or he's got cancer, he's gonna be okay.
I just didn't think he had enough meat on him.
It was funny because I was talking about it right at that moment. I thought that it just meant you had to shave your head and the zombies wouldn't attack you.
Zombies hate hair.
Well, I thought it was drunk people. The first person that this kid was a drunk sitting on the floor. Yeah, it's true.
And you're right, Trenton, you're right.
Oh yeah, that guy. That's right.
That's what I thought it had to do with alcohol.
He's got hepatitis C. Oh, so
that's my kind of zombie war.
It's like, I want to drink so bad.
No, it's like, you want to be immune to zombies? Drink this.
Everyone's just totally fucked up.
I mean,
up.
Fifth of Jack. It really has a big M. Night idea to it. The idea is that this is a bacteria or a thing that wants to spread itself. So it doesn't care about eating your brains. It just wants to bite you and go on.
What were they, just in psychos?
What were they? Psychos.
Now, here's another scene, though, within the city during the infestation here. That was like another cut down for TV moment where Sagan, his bodyguard chick, the one that you weren't sure if...
Did you call her Sagan chick, like Street Fighter? Or?
Sagan. It's spelled S-E-G-E-N.
Okay.
And it sounds like second when they say it.
Yeah, it does.
So it's Sagan.
Horrible
again,
name.
Three names horrible in the name. Fucking movie, and we got one wrong.
I wonder if that's an Israeli name. Or it's that's not
no,
even
she, you know what's funny? I actually looked at the IMDb thing. She actually is Israeli.
So they got that right.
Out of nothing.
What, man?
Because she's probably a cheaper actress than a normal.
It's like, congratulations, they got something right that's like the most minute.
I didn't make this hard movie.
So she gets bit on the hand, and you're left wondering, wait, what just happened? Did he cut her hand off? Because they won't show you any blood whatsoever. I had to stop it. Wait, whose hand was that? Did he cut it off? What the fuck just happened?
I mean, this could have been an awesome fucking scene. This
whole thing. Cool. It was a quasi-cool moment. But then there was no fire. I really wanted fire.
I'm almost referring to this whole Israeli scene in general. Like, they could have ran with this.
Wait, fire? That's what was missing?
Oh, I need to hear some sizzle.
Oh, yeah, I said that, too. It's like
fixing that arm.
So apparently she's just not going to bleed out as long as you put a cloth on it.
Oh, paper towel will solve everything.
That's just bounty.
That's what they teach you in the UN.
It looked, it looked more realistic when Ash cut his hand off and evil did too.
Yeah, exactly. You just seem like swinging a knife, and you're like, what happened?
He had the best knife of all time because, like, I don't know about you, none of my knives could just whip through a fucking wrist like that.
Which he never used on a zombie. Yeah, by the way.
Well, it's the thing. You really don't see zombies die. You just see them kind of fall over.
They fall over like they got hit with a stun gun.
And they don't stop and eat you. They don't bite. They just, like, tag your it and they keep running.
They tackle you, bro. That's all they do is, like, they tackle you. They're like, gotcha!
Yeah, and there's nothing that makes this a zombie movie.
I still want to get at, imagine how awesome it's been if the entire Israeli army just start fighting zombies. Like, yes. Imagine we had ground warfare, we had air warfare, and we just had all out war.
It wouldn't even that cool, because it literally would have been like the last Matrix movie where you have close up the guy's face and they're just like shooting, and then you see the zombies dropping,
or like
and
an old school Arnold Schwarzenegger
guy
movie.
Going like. Ah!
Have you ever watched like Commando lately, where it's like Arnold just waved the gun and then people just fall off and die?
Yeah, but Arnold was amazing in that movie.
Okay, yeah. All right,
if you had Arnold in this movie giving out like lines like that, it would have been much better than Brad Pitt doing whatever he was doing.
If you had any real character in this movie, it would have been a lot better.
I didn't care about anybody. If Brad Pitt would have died in the first 10 minutes, I'd have been cool.
I would have been fine with it.
Definitely.
I was hoping he died at the end in the incredibly improbable ending to this movie, but we're going to get to it because now they escape from Jerusalem on a passenger plane. And this is the most retarded scene to me.
Motherfucking zombies on a plane.
They're on a plane.
I'm sick of all flying. These motherfucking zombies on this plane.
They're trying to get to
plane.
Wales. They're trying to get to Cardiff, Wales, where the World Health Organization facility is. Because maybe they have some insight. But midway through the flight, somebody goes, I got to take a leak. And it just so happens, it's a zombie in the bathroom.
I don't think it was a bathroom.
No,
she brought the luggage.
It was a lady.
Was it in the luggage?
It was the girl who worked.
The elevator.
So what it actually means is that someone killed a zombie, or thought they did, put him in their suitcase, and then it came up through the
How did it get there?
No, they quasi showed.
They did not show a zombie get on that plane.
They showed something quirky with like the plane lifting and like the wheel going back
did
up.
Did one get in
but
the landing gear? Or
yeah,
something?
That's basically
they showed the
what
zombies
happened.
Chasing. They didn't show anything get in.
I don't think I saw anything get in there.
I didn't think I seen anything get in there either, but it was something. It was so quick that like it just looked weird.
So how smart is a zombie that it found its way to the elevator shaft and waited in it and then jumped out?
Right. Like, absolutely right.
Jumped out and bit a stewardess.
That was the smartest one. Unless it was the noise.
No, wait. What about
it activated?
What about like the tens of thousands in Jerusalem? They were just like, you know, on my shoulders, brother.
No, this is the one that had the supernatural powers to jump inside the wheel well to get away.
It's the same zombie that flew off the roof in Philadelphia. So now they're on the plane, and nobody realizes that the entire coach section of this plane is getting devoured by zombies. I say devoured, I mean getting, like, they're playing tag.
That's first class. That's like, you don't have a clue what's going on back there. That's
quality.
That's a good scene.
Nobody's screaming. And Brad Pitt's like, oh, I got an idea. Let's build a wall out of suitcase.
Suitcase wall, everybody.
That'll stop him.
Great idea.
And when he's doing that, one zombie and coach.
Actually, it's not suitcase. It's carry-on. It's like, carry-on wall, everybody.
Well, actually. Yeah. Brad had a gun that got taken away from him.
She had
when
the gun
he got
at the
on,
front.
Well, so one of them.
No, she had a gun.
No. Brad had like a real like rifle when they got on the plane, but they took it away from him and had it in the cockpit the whole time.
That's right. The pilots were dicks.
I'd be like, are you
Well, then why'd they leave the gun with her?
But they didn't pat him down too well because he had a fucking grenade.
Yeah.
Or that part.
Real quick, my favorite zombie in the entire movie, you know which one it is.
Pac-Man.
They open up the peek into the coach section, zombie turns around and just sees Brad Pitt and starts just biting the air like, look, Brad, I'm going to start chewing. And if you get in front of me, it's your own fault. But he looks like Pac-Man, like, waka, 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 waka. Like, just biting nothing.
He sees this one of the suitcases fall, looks at it, and he's like.
This was the moment that EJ started giggling.
It was hilarious.
Which forced me to start giggling at how horrible that was.
It was stupid. It took me, I don't know, like, I'm glad it was funny, at least I guess I took something away from
fucking
it.
Fucking horrible spastic mice zombies.
Oh, this is where it really got down the drain with trees, because the grenade started to come out.
The grenade was kind of cool in concept, though. I mean, it was terrible after.
It's a stupid idea.
What else are you going to do? I mean,
you're going to die either way.
So you might as well kill some zombies while you're at
it. Well, it leads to another retarded scene.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way.
Only Brad and Second live.
Yeah, so he throws a grenade in a fucking plane. Of course it blows up the plane and they crash. Brad wakes up. He's got a piece of shrapnel through his gut.
The fact that he was skewered was like, okay, where are they going to go from this? He's going to die.
He's got a massive shard of metal sticking through most vital organs. Second's missing, and she just got her hand amputated maybe 4 hours earlier. And she's cool. She got out the plane fine.
Making breakfast.
Everyone else is dead, though.
Everyone else on the plane dead. Everyone's dead. Somehow these two assholes live.
No,
the
like
two
zombies are alive, too, like twitching.
It was like tweaking. A scene.
That's
was,
all they do.
It was straight
twitch.
Out of Lost.
No, you see, this is where I think that the Lost writer took over.
This is where Jack should have jumped in.
It's like, oh, are they in purgatory now?
We're the audiences.
Yeah. They're in Wales. And they somehow, he's just walking around with his shrapnel sticking out of his gut.
By the way, now we go also to another retarded plot flaw. Or not plot flaw, but just stupid shit. How the hell are they like 5 minutes outside of the place they need to go to in the first place?
Oh, it's the most perfect crash landing ever. We're an amputee and a guy whose inner organs are bleeding out are cool. They'll just walk there. They'll just walk to the World Health Organization. Which is right over there. It's like two blocks away.
That has its own sector of zombies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It should have been a little bit more Resident Evil-ish where they crash landed into it. You know, like
that's too 9/11-ish. That's like, I don't think they could do it.
That's not 9/11-ish if you crash land into a fucking the Doctor Who facility.
They like the Pentagon.
What the fuck was that called again? It was like
I was laughing at the Who thing because it was the World Health Organization, but they said Who facility, and Cardiff, Wales is where they film a lot of Doctor Who. I was like, oh, the Doctor's gonna get involved. He'll save the day. So they arrive at this facility and they're just like, Brad Pitt's like, I know I was dying a second ago, but I'm cool now. And now we need as many deadly viruses as you can because zombies don't like biting sick people. Stupid.
We also skipped the part where because Brad Pitt didn't succeed in 48 hours, they killed his family pretty much. Supposedly killed his family.
Oh, yeah, because they thought he was dead from the plane crash. That's the other thing. He keeps having to check in with his wife, right?
Yeah.
He keeps checking in on the satellite phone with his wife. That's what inspires the zombies to attack in Korea, is she calls him back like a dum-dum. Then they're like, oh, he didn't call back. Get him off the boat. That whole thing he sacrificed his life to save them for, get him off the boat. Send him to that horrible death camp in Nova Scotia, which is actually kind of nice.
It's a nice summer getaway.
I couldn't get past that.
It would have been better if she kept calling him and he kept ignoring it.
Yeah.
Even the apocalypse, I don't want to talk to this.
It's like, fuck, leave me alone, woman. But they end up in the facility, in the World Health Organization, we meet a slew of new characters who don't have names. In fact, I'm looking at the IMDb page right now.
They're all who, people?
WHO doctor, WHO doctor, WHO doctor, WHO doctor. They're all WHO doctors.
WHO doctor whose family
like
died.
Like, on their little name tag, it just says doctor.
Yeah.
So is that who's the doctor or the doctor's a hoe? Like,
are you doing a whole who's on first thing here? Because that's annoying. So, yeah. Now we got to get to where the viral wing is, where all they keep
in
all the
fairness, though, Peter's all looking this all up on like Wikipedia, so we do not know.
I keep the plot open so I can keep track.
No, I'll say the title of the names on Wikipedia might be.
No, I got IMDb right here.
Never mind.
You want to see?
No, the IMDb page is fantastic.
WHO.
The only names you see. The only names you see is the actors.
Is there a Mrs. Who doctor?
No. Look, Parajumper, ex-CIA agent, Who doctors. That's it.
Is that a question?
What's a who?
Who's a who?
It's who's the World Health Organization for whatever reasons in Wales.
Yeah, well, it's probably multiple places.
Probably all over the place. But this is the one that they conveniently crash landed a 747 in front of and walked there. And now they need these deadly viruses, but conveniently, that wing's filled with zombies. Of course. Brad Pitt, having just been impaled by a fucking claymore, is now like, all right. I'll lead the way.
You should have done like Seth Rogen's, like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Like,
I'm bailing out, guys. I'm just not doing it.
Well, Brad Pitt's the Jack Bauer of NATO, so.
Yeah. Of the UN?
Did Jack Bauer ever work for the UN?
I'm sure one day he did.
Probably got screwed by him more.
So now we go into probably the most boring sequence I've ever seen in a zombie movie.
And I will repeat once again. They had cameras.
Yep.
And they had speakerphones.
Yep.
And it didn't once think to activate a speakerphone in a corner
and lower the
zombies away from where they need to go.
They're sneaking through these hallways. They got axes and shit and crowbars and weapons. But nobody's looking down, so they're continually kicking cans of Coke. Pepsi, I'm sorry. They made sure to show the logo a whole bunch.
That's who paid for the movie.
They made sure, after they kicked the can, they're like, shh. They take another step, and it's like they step on glass.
I don't know about you guys, but the entire time, I heard the Pink Panther music playing.
It was almost cartoonish that every step they took, it was like you expect creaky floorboards at a point where they're just like...
And like it's funny because every time they made a little bit of noise, the zombies were like, what?
No, they were like...
But do zombies not step in glass? I was trying to really...
Oh, no way. It could have been another zombie.
They've been dormant even though zombies have been stepping in glass this whole time.
Only humans
steps in glass.
Kick bottles of Pepsi.
Zombies only have two gears. It's like park and fucking six gears. Like,
They look like the Christmas ornaments that just walk back and forth. The animated figures, Mrs. Claus and Mr. Claus.
They basically they were very robotic. They just were like, I walk here, I turn around.
And all these big fucking mouse teeth. I couldn't get over how much I hated that. Yeah.
It's the chewing. It felt like he was doing whatever he was doing for like 45 minutes. Like, he snuck in, got a virus. He's like, this is pretty deadly.
There's like a 7-minute scene where they're trying to sneak past the door. That went on forever.
They're like, and then Red Rover, and let Brad Pitt go over.
No, and they're all doing their little like military crawls, and then Brad Pitt just runs past it.
He just walks right by it. He's like, that was not a huge deal, guys.
Exactly. And then the zombies eventually catch wind of them. I don't even remember how. Probably the wife called him or some shit. And he's like, you guys get out of here. I'll lead them away. All right. All right, Brad.
Well,
bunch of other shit there where it's like, I feel like I missed something. Where he hits a zombie with a crowbar, but you don't see him hit it. And then he's like trying to get it out of the zombie's head, but you don't see what it's stuck in. You just see other zombies are charging him, and he's desperately pulling on a crowbar that's off camera. You don't know what the fuck he's doing. He looks like he's like got his shoelace on tied together or something. He's desperately trying to fix it.
I think this movie would have been better instead of zombies. They were just spiders, like big spiders,
like 8-legged freaks.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It would have made much more sense how they climb walls and how like they're just jumping on people and shit. Like
exactly. Eventually, Jerry does get to the pathogen storage vault where they keep all the deadly diseases, and he's trapped in there by another zombie, the mousiest of zombies. This thing had buck teeth and everything.
He looked like Nosferatu.
And the thing was just like, just into your face the whole time. And he starts gathering up all the like the crazy viruses and diseases, and he's like, I'm just going to start injecting myself with shit.
Mutamba virus. That sounds pretty bad. I'm going to put that back.
Ebola. Maybe a little bit.
See, what would make that seem better if he actually injected himself with all of them?
If
I'm just saying, just to prove his point, injects himself with all of them, goes out there, knows he's going to die. All right?
Yeah.
It works. He dies.
No, this is. If like, I was the director, this is where he was.
You need Brad Pitt for a sequel, though.
I would. No. Here's what I would do. I would have him drop it like in some type of fucking John Woo slow motion, like psh, they'd all break. He'd just be like, fuck it, whip out a shotgun.
Stubs fly out.
Yeah, and boom, shh. And then start shooting. Never reloads. We forget. It was beyond.
We go Resident Evil style. He puts nickels into the shotgun.
Yeah, the soundtrack is now half Marilyn Manson, half Skrillex.
Out of nowhere, fucking Antonio Banderas and Desperado gear comes out. It's like.
No, instead he just injects himself with an incurable disease. But somehow, because he's UN guy, everyone in the control room is like, is he going to know how much? Yeah, he knew. There was never any doubt. This guy does everything.
Well, I see what I don't get. Couldn't he just have opened the vial and just walked around? Like,
no, he
wouldn't
to be,
have done the same if
he had to be infected. Because remember, he injects himself and he sits down for a few minutes. And in the control room, they're like, does he know how long to sit? Of course he does. He's a UN guy.
Yeah, but technically, it's like they don't want the disease, right? So what's the difference between if it's in him or if it's carrying
it? Because if he's
it?
Carrying the disease, he's not a viable host for the zombie virus.
Yeah. I would have definitely none thrown a jar in a room and see if they would have walked away from it before I would have been like, okay, Mutamba.
Yeah, none of this logic makes any sense, so don't even try to make sense.
What about turn the camera on and off Morse code? Like two for no, one for yes?
What about killing
like something like signal them, do that one.
So look, I'm already trapped in the room. Hit the loudspeaker, buddy.
Yeah. Or the loudspeaker, yeah.
Like the zombies are already here.
I guess you could say maybe it was that chamber. Didn't have volume.
Bullshit.
The phone rang.
No, bullshit, because you could hear the fucking zombie outside going, blah, 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 blah. Like, yeah. It's not like a soundproof chamber.
You're right. Why would the zombie be there if it was soundproof?
He's already stuck. This couldn't get worse for him. Just be like, take 2 milligrams. Okay.
It can get worse. He can have another fucking phone call from his wife.
Yeah. Well, at this point, she's in the death camps of Nova Scotia.
Eating fucking Swedish fish or something like that.
She's up there eating foie gras and like relaxing in an infinity
nice
pool.
Nice big fire.
Yeah.
I mean, these should not be problems in a zombie movie. It's a zombie movie. You don't ask questions in a zombie movie. The problem was, this was such a shitty zombie movie that you had to question every stupid thing in
and
it.
Like, the worst part is, injecting yourself with the virus wasn't a cure. It was, quote, camouflage so that they might ignore you. So you know what's better than being chased by zombies? Ebola.
I'll pass. Yo, whatever happened to just whooping some zombie ass? It's like, bro, forget taking a trip to Korea. Let's go get some ammunition and or an axe or something like that, and so start killing.
Well, we're gonna get, let's we're gonna dope get... up on smallpox.
Also, yeah. wait, aren't deadly viruses deadly by the definition?
Killed him in 10 minutes, except for the random one he stole that day.
So now he's fully injected with the shit. He opens the door. The zombie's like looking him dead in the eye and going, "Like, you stink, man." They both go their separate ways. Brad drinks a Pepsi.
Oh, I had to throw the Pepsi.
Oh my god, that was so like lame.
By the way,
like...
we missed the cerveza earlier.
Yeah,
the Bud Light or whatever, Budweiser, and they're both drinking the Budweisers.
They skip the one scene where he finishes drinking the Pepsi, turns the label to the camera, and goes, "Refreshing,
the taste of a new generation."
Wasn't that in like Duke Nukem though? Didn't he like kick the Coke can and it gave you like something?
He did a straight Wayne's World in that. He's like he drank it, looked at the camera, smiled
with a glimmer on his teeth and shit. Yeah. But Brad just walks back and he's like, and that's the end of the movie. That's how the movie ends. And now we were treated to little vignettes of like, oh, they're fighting in Russia.
Oh, yeah. We also saw that Nova Scotia, or wherever the hell his family was like paradise.
It's like the nicest place I've ever seen. They got to wear
much of it, but
they're like, this place is hell. They got to wear parkas.
Oh yeah, the zombies are like the cold.
The best.
That's how they talk in Nova Scotia.
The best Swedish. Highlight clip was
they're not Swedish.
Was the blowing up of the Orange Bowl.
Oh yeah. Where they lure him into the stadium. And
yeah, they have that Call of Duty thing, like that whatever that weapon is.
Yeah,
we forgot about that. There was one nuke in the movie when they're in the airplane.
Yeah,
but I'm just thinking you'd use a lot of nukes.
But there was no explanation. Actually, they look out the window and they see a mushroom cloud, and you're just like,
here's your continuity with the movie. If they did see that, an EMP would have knocked that plane out of the air.
That's true.
That's true.
It would have been like Brad Pitt, like, look, that looks like a nuke. But he would have been fine though.
He's like, the EMP did nothing. I'm gonna throw a grenade. That'll take care of this.
He'd be like, hey, try to crash near the Who place.
That's the other thing. There's a nuke going off, and then they crash land like 15 minutes later. Where are they?
You figure his white blood cells would be a little bit low after getting skewered, that he couldn't survive.
Skewered. The other chick's fine, even though she's got her hand lopped off, and it's probably infected, and nobody gives a fuck.
You figure there were things that she could have done that would be kind of cool. Like, she got her hand chopped off, right? Like, let's get a knife on that shit. Let's get some chainsaw.
Yeah.
Something.
Instead, now the movie just abruptly is just like, all right, yeah, we're fighting back. But there's still zombies. We made a vaccine for...
sequel. Yeah.
We made a camouflage that people can inject themselves with, but it doesn't seem to be working because we're still fucking at war here. This movie is pointless.
But the thing is, I really hated was like, okay, the prologue... at the end is the prologue, right?
Like, epilogue
at the end, right? They're like, oh... there's a huge thing going on in Russia, which we never visited the entire movie. Like,
yeah, you want to see this awesome thing, Tuff?
It's like Russia's where the real war is happening. It's just like Brad Pitt got nothing back to the UN. He's like, guys, we need diseases so we can just kind of walk around and not really be affected
by
zombies.
And they might not notice us.
Yeah.
They're still everywhere, but now you have smallpox.
But they're like, no one ever mentions this gigantic battle in Russia where Russia is just like, you know, basically we're going to actually fight back and not trying to look for stupid cures.
Yeah. All right, so that's the movie, so now let's talk about it. Obviously, I hated this movie.
This movie sucked.
So much.
It was bad.
It's a bad movie,
EJ?
Right?
Not worth going to see on the movie theaters.
If this is on TV, I'm going to change the channel.
I changed the channel.
I watch a lot of shitty movies on TV.
You're stoned enough, you watch this.
You know what's funny? He just mentioned that he got so excited that The Dark Knight Rises was going to HBO. I was like, I own it on Blu-ray, and you torrent movies all the time. He's like, but it's on HBO. I want to watch it now.
It's not TV. It's HBO.
Yeah, I've only seen it 30 times.
We do have like 8 posters of HBO hanging up in our living room.
But, I mean, I absolutely, from the beginning, at least you guys took the beginning like, oh, man, like you took away something from that where you were digging it. From the get-go, I was like, I hate this movie.
I think you were too... into the idea of the book.
I didn't look. I could handle it at least if it was a zombie movie. It wasn't. It was basically kind of like 28 Days Later, but there was no gore, no story, no characters.
There's no I didn't care about anybody in this movie. Not one person.
I didn't care,
especially
about
not the main character.
Wait, Brad Pitt was lame.
What about it was 28 Days Later? I really want to like
the music. The music was awful.
This music had the guy from the Muse. It's had whatever his name is.
No, I'm talking about how the zombies just kind of worked, right? It was like they all ran. They just kind of instantaneously like tagged each other and fucking multiply like that.
But that movie had violence. It had kills.
It was retarded violence.
So much better.
When you have... Zombies are monsters that disembowel you.
People raping people and things like that. That movie had realistic...
That
like,
had human interactions that were interesting.
Characters.
Nobody knows
a good
names.
Soundtrack, too. I love the song for the movie.
A coherent ending?
Yeah. Each one of them, too.
Yeah.
Both of them.
The first one being my preference. On those.
The second one's a lot more global. Definitely. And
First one blew the second one to dust.
It was the first
one different
was much
movies.
Better.
They're different movies. Though. The first one's like a localized like thing, whereas the second one felt a little more.
First one was London.
It
was
military bigger. Involved. You know what I mean? Like yeah, but it was just a bigger.
Well, the second one was post apocalypse.
Yeah, 28 weeks later.
Yeah, but I think the biggest problem with World War Z was there was no villain and no hero.
There was nothing.
It was just stuff.
You didn't
talk
about
no hero. What are you talking about, no hero? There's Brad.
It was impossible to care about him.
By the way, through all this boringness of review of this crappy movie, did we talk about the alternate ending at the beginning?
You mentioned it, yeah. Okay. That it was the Russian battle that
they
referred to at the ending.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the last 30 minutes of the movie.
I would so much rather have seen that than the 30 minutes of sneaking through a hallway. For an improbable cure that didn't do anything.
$80 million later... Much worse.
Dude, I think there was more dialogue in WALL-E than this movie, dude.
I never saw WALL-E, but...
No, because half the time they're talking, and you're like, what the fuck are you even
referring to? But they're not even talking that much. They're just kind of like looking at things, being like, oh, man.
It's a lot of go here, now go there, now go here, now go there.
How much of the $80 million is Brad's salary?
No, that was just extra money.
79 of it.
That was literally extra. Like, some guy came in, he watched the movie, he's like, this ending doesn't work.
Well, Plan B, by the way... is Brad Pitt's production company, which explains why he would name it that way after all those kids.
No, he's having a bad year between Angelina losing her tits.
She lost her titties?
Yeah, she lost her tits.
Ugh.
And
they replaced them.
Yeah. I'm sure.
They were great, those tits.
They were.
But her tits were more interesting than the movie.
I could have sat there for an hour and a half looking at her tits.
If it was just her
pointing to him for 2 hours, I would have been way more satisfied coming out of this thing.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't good action. It wasn't.
It was funny.
Interesting.
It was funny.
It's gonna have a sequel.
It was funny. It wasn't intentionally funny.
Unintentionally funny.
Yeah. It was
those
like
those zombies are so bad that you couldn't help but laugh. Now we didn't even go into EJ's favorite zombie, which is when they're doing the fucking sneaking through the World Health Organization. There's just a zombie slamming his face against a wall for like a minute and a half,
and then the crack of glass.
It's just like repeatedly. Why? It looks stupid.
Comic relief.
It looks stupid. Pac-Man zombie on the plane?
See, that big scene, I didn't get why the zombies were so, like, every little creak that the three guy people made, like, why they were so into, like, what was that? Like,
meanwhile, they're sitting there just going, bleh, repeatedly, making a lot of noise.
These zombies don't even say brains, but what do these zombies say? Like,
I wish they said brains.
Jeez.
They just said fucking, I don't know, terrible movie.
Cheese is right.
They were giant mice.
This is by far, I think, the worst zombie film I've ever seen.
I think it's especially bad considering how big it is.
It was the most money ever put into a zombie
movie. The first thing I said when we walked out of that movie was, that looked fucking expensive.
It's beating Superman.
It's not beating.
It did this week?
No, it didn't come anywhere near
beating. No, not money-wise, but like ratings-wise.
Superman crushed.
No, not
financially.
Not talking about money, talking about like ratings-wise.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't even say this one's doing that much
it
better.
It is. It's got like a 60.
It's like 10 points higher.
I thought it dropped.
It dropped from 79 or like 80 to 68 or something.
Good.
Yeah, but Superman's like
But
sick.
All the reviews are pretty much what we're saying. This is not a zombie film.
68%.
Yeah.
68% is fucking ridiculous considering Superman's got like 57
that's
going.
That's an insanely high number. 86 of the audience. We are definitely in the minority here.
I mean, at this point, you might as well give out our ratings.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The thing about this movie was if they didn't call it World War Z, you two probably would like it a little more. Still think it was bad.
No, but I would hate it.
Well, it couldn't have hurt if they got rid of the stigma of taking a thing I love and making it into a thing I hate. I'm not going to lie. That would factor
what
in.
What they call this, like, the infection or something.
What's your favorite book?
I don't know. I don't really know if I have, like, a favorite book.
What's a thing you like?
Baseball?
Say they're like, we want you to play baseball professionally, but now it's soccer. What this felt
Actually, at this point in time, Justin wouldn't be that bad about it.
now it's fucking...
Soccer's growing a little.
Now it's curling.
As long as he's Gio.
I mean...
Would you be disappointed? Oh, we got you Yankees season tickets, but guess what? Now they're playing field hockey.
They'd be better at it this year, probably.
But okay. So, but you're saying this is your favorite book?
I'm saying they took a book that I absolutely love and revere and have read numerous times and turned it into a shell of what that was.
When has Hollywood ever made a book you've read into something?
Lord of the Rings trilogy
is my one of my favorite movie series based on I love all the Harry Potter movies.
I haven't read Silmarillion. I never read the Harry Potters.
See, you only read the Silmarillion?
Yeah.
You picked the weirdest one.
Why?
Because that is the hardest
I read,
book to get
I actually through. Read The Hobbit and the Silmarillion.
Silmarillion is like next to impossible to read if you're not like devoted to reading it.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. I also read The Baron and Lúthien. I read all the ones other than
that's
the Lord
in
of
the Silmarillion.
I know, but then they had their own...
God, you do everything.
Son of Húrin and all
that's
that.
Justin.
That's Silmarillion. All in the Silmarillion.
Yeah, I know.
You do everything
I wrote all the Tolkien... Everything. The extra Tolkien books.
Anyway, but yes, I love those movies... And they're based on some of my favorite books, Harry Potter being another example. I'm sure there's hundreds of examples of books I've read. I love the book Jurassic Park, and I love the movie. And
yeah, but how many Harry Potter fans are there out there that hated the Harry Potter series because it wasn't true to the book?
I don't hear those people. I'm going to still quote,
that Jurassic Park book was like reading stereo instructions, bro. Like, it was a lot of talk about DNA. And
I like that stuff, though, because I'm a
You like reading... You're a dickhead. You're fucking... Like, do you want to read about like the mathematical equation of DNA for like three chapters? And it's like, where the fuck are the dinosaurs in this book?
Are we here to debate what books I like that you couldn't get through?
The movie was. I guess that's kind of like Tolkien throwing in the songs throughout every single fucking chapter of every book. Nobody wants to read this shit.
I'm okay with reading it. It's when you start putting them into the movie that it gets a little weird. I'm talking to you, The Hobbit.
The dinosaurs are way cooler than the zombies.
Dinosaurs are way cooler.
Yes. But I'm saying there's plenty of movies out there based on books I like that I'm perfectly fine with, and Jurassic Park being just the example in my head is very different book to movie, very fucking different, down to like which characters make it out at the end. But
I know
this
movie, I know it's an odd reference, but I really did enjoy the 13th Warrior with
that's a Michael Crichton.
Yeah, I know. I read the book and I liked the movie too.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie actually. But this movie not only disrespected the source material, but also said we're not keeping any of the characters, we're not keeping any of the events. We're changing the way the zombies behave, changing the way people react to the zombies. Pretty much, we're just giving you the name. That's all we're using is the name. And then to
and
add,
it made $80 million.
And then to add on to that, the fact that it sucked, that I really went into this movie wanting to like it, and midway through, I just wanted it to end.
Oh, dude, right in the beginning, I wanted to, I was like, when is it going to end?
Yeah.
Like, we just the zombie apocalypse just started.
All right, well, now I'm fired up and annoyed. Let's give our ratings and get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's start with EJ. We give doors out here, and we go out of 10.
Doors?
You got to stop saying that because you're just confusing me.
Just think low.
Give it a number from 1 to 10.
Don't overthink one of my more favorite zombie movies as a reference point.
Just
28 days later.
Use this movie on its own merits.
I'm going 4.2. 2.0.
Wow, he threw out the zero just in case you didn't know.
He just wanted to spell 420. Are you serious?
I didn't realize that. I don't know if he did.
No, he definitely did.
EJ doesn't know where he is right now, but he can figure out 420.
Going on me, I give it a 2. One for the name of the movie and one for the 3D. And literally, based upon the movie, it would get a fucking 0 for me.
Not even a...
1. We get a 1. I give it a legitimate 2, like my lowest rating of all time.
Justin, to you.
Zombie movie, 2.5. As a movie, 4.5.
Wow. Generous. Fair, though. Good way to split it. I'm just going to go as a whole. Zombie movie would be like a 0 for me. Because it's like, hey, everything you love about zombie movies, we didn't put any of that in here.
Zippos.
We didn't even put zombies. We put mouse people. I give this movie a 1. A
you managed to beat me on this. I'm fucking...
Fucking 1. And that's because I liked the effects. They get 1 point for effects. They
one point for the title.
I'm not even going to know because this movie's not World War Z to me. This is Mouse Wars.
The effects sucked after like the first scene. Like after, all right, I'll give you the airplane quasi, but after that, like it was all 3D. It wasn't the effects.
Well, 3D is part of the effects.
Well, realistically, if you're not watching in 3D, you don't get those effects.
I was impressed that during the zombie waves, as much as I hated the idea of the waves, that. Because we saw it in IMAX, you could see every detail on every zombie. And there were like 300 on screen at a time.
The wall climbing.
That made me at least appreciate what they were doing.
Can I blow Pete's mind for a second?
Yeah.
We didn't see it in IMAX.
We saw it in the big screen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's some
it's
weird
not true though. IMAX, no, yeah. But it's what they consider IMAX.
It's definitely enhanced.
It's like double the size screen. Right. It's just not.
It might actually be bigger than the IMAX screen that we have.
It's not the wraparound screen that that you go have to drive a little further for.
Oh no, that IMAX screen at that theater kind of sucks.
Yeah,
I think that theater, that one's bigger than the IMAX one. But anyway,
but they call it IMAX.
Yeah. All in all, a terrible experience.
I thought the movie and the graphics were good. I really thought that visually it was a stimulating movie. I thought it was good and it sounded good.
I was dozing off the whole movie.
It gets a point for how it looked, but the fact that I gave a shit about none of it.
If it wasn't in 3D, this movie would get a one for me.
It's like, what do you guys think of like other movies kind of like that where they tried to be intelligent and they really just weren't? But what do you think of like a District 9 or...
I love District 9.
District 9 was a snooze fest for me, man.
District 9 was horrible.
I really like District 9.
We're split on this one.
Hey, look, if you like a movie, I'm not going to like hate...
Contagion or what the hell was that?
Contagion was a good movie.
I thought Contagion had logic to it.
I didn't like it that much.
I enjoyed the logic.
Contagion was like kind of a more boring outbreak.
They used the contagion theory in this movie to promote their zombie theories.
Yeah. When it started, I thought I was just watching the sequel to Contagion.
I just watched Contagion again.
I just couldn't handle
it. It was a good movie. I thought that was
just done with Matt Damon being like, stop trying to fuck my daughter. Like, you're going to get her sick.
But now you can fuck her.
I don't want her to turn around like her mother.
In that movie, though, they use some real world logic.
Dad, I didn't get the terrible disease. I only got AIDS. Like, yeah. Or I only got pregnant.
It's just the herpes. To a certain extent, I'm the type of guy that needs to have a little bit of like realistic thought behind the things happening. Like that's why I appreciated a movie like Contagion. I could see something like that happening. The zombie thing, the way this zombie thing went down, no. 28 days later made sense. There was gore, things made sense.
I don't want to get too much into Contagion, but my big thing about Contagion that I thought was just kind of lame, after the initial outbreak, it was just a bunch of people hiding in their houses. And then like the one guy, Guy from Sherlock Holmes movie.
He took a Jude Law.
Jude Law, yeah. I'm sorry, yeah. He was just trying to like make money off the whole thing.
And that's been Brian's review of Contagion. Glad we talked about that one.
Yeah.
My bad.
I want to also comment that EJ did not fall asleep during this movie.
He was too busy.
I was laughing my ass off.
He falls asleep during a decent amount of movies. And this one kept his attention.
Pac-Man would be jealous of this movie.
What was the other one you fell asleep during?
The Hangover.
I mean,
well, people
on,
agree with you.
Fest.
People 100% agree with you on that one.
That was a snooze fest. I brought too many beers into that movie.
But the funny part was, after the movie, I'm like, did you fall asleep halfway through that? You're like, no, I was up the whole time.
I didn't want to get deal with the bitch talk.
Meanwhile,
home.
But what you didn't realize is you were sitting next to me, and the whole movie, all I hear is...
Last time I brought a six-pack. This time I brought a yogurt. It was better.
I needed a six-pack for this one.
Oh, definitely.
Let's call it a day.
All right.
I'm sick of this thing. All right, so for myself, Pete Berg, for Justin, Brian, and EJ, close the door behind you. Don't see this movie. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.